Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Did you ever notice that it's often much more urgent for us as sellers to close a deal than it is for the buyer to buy from us? I have to admit, it's a common problem and a big frustration for a lot of salespeople. In fact, I'd say it's the second most asked question I get during sales training and consulting is, how do we create urgency? By the way, the first most asked question is, how do I get more referrals? But let's go back to urgency for just a second. So urgency is something that's very, very difficult to manufacture. Let's face it, if there is no urgent situation for the client needing your product, then how can you create that in an ethical way? So there's two things that we need to do about creating urgency. One is preventative. You never have to create urgency with your clients if you have an overflowing pipeline of leads who want to do business with you. Because those leads then that don't have an urgent need will just buy later, and you won't panic or get distressed because you have no one else to close. An overflowing pipeline, and that's a pipeline that's at least 3 to 4 times what you need to close, will ensure that there's always someone ready to buy. So let's talk now about contingent action. Say you don't have a pipeline that's 4 times, or you really do need to create some urgency to get some of these deals flowing. Here are some ideas. Number one, don't assume that the customer realizes how long it takes between them saying yes and signing a contract and you being able to get the product up and running. So a key question for you is not when are you going to buy or when will you be ready to make a purchase? The question is, when do you, Mr. Customer, want to start using this product? So for example, one of our clients who sells teaching materials in the classroom, Carnegie Learning, they teach math programs. Their question to create urgency in the school system is, when's the latest you want teachers teaching the material in the classroom? For our clients in the agriculture industry, when it comes to seed or chemicals or fertilizers, their urgency creating questions are, when's the latest you want this product on the farm? In doing so, you force the customer to think about using your product. When they give you a date, and let's, for example, say the farmer says December 1st, then you can speed up the sale by saying, great. Well, in order to do that, we need a 2-week lead time to make sure it's on the truck and, you know, being shipped to you. And in order to do that, we have to have a contract signed by November 1st. So now you've just accelerated the sale from December to November. Keep in mind, most of your buyers think, hey, I signed a contract on September 1st and I'll start using it on September 2nd. They don't understand the lead times that are required. So the more complex solutions you create, or the more complex solutions you sell, the longer the lead time is, the faster you can get the client to say yes. So change the nature of your question. Stop asking the customer when they're ready to make a buying decision, and instead ask the customer the latest point in which they want to start using the product. And that's the fastest way to create urgency in your sales cycle.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.